आज तक सुजुक तेरी गान त्यागन फलका वो त्यागन इज टी टी एज इन थॉमस टी एच आई ए जी ओ त्यागो टी एच आई ए जी ओ फलका वो इज एफ ए एल सी ए ओ एफ एज इन फ्रैंक एफ ए एल सी ए ओ फलका वो डेट ऑफ Constellation 622-26. Date of visit, date of birth 7/21/90. Please make a copy for Dragi Bogdanovsky. That is Dragi, D-R-A-G-I. Dragi Bogdanovsky is B, as in boy, B O G D A N O V S K I. B O G D A N O V S K I D O Dragi Bogdanovsky D O. Next paragraph. Dear Dragi, thank you for sending Tiago Falcao for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is persistent cough. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 35-year-old male who has had a previous history of heart attacks with acute hypoxic respiratory failure requiring prolonged mechanical ventilation, had been on ventilator support for more than 2 weeks. And was subsequently extubated and treated for cardiac arrhythmias and also had a cardiac ablation done. The patient had persistent cough since his episode of respiratory failure, but has not been bringing up any dark sputum. He denied fevers, chills, night sweats, denied history for aspiration. The patient had history of illicit drug use. And also has had trouble swallowing, but had an had an endoscopy done with no significant esophageal stricture. He has been treated for atrial fibrillation as well. The patient's memory loss has gradually improved over the past year and a half period. He apparently had a chest X-ray, but we don't have access to the reports as yet. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of myocardial infarct, and history for cocaine use. The patient had chronic respiratory failure requiring intubation, mechanical ventilation, and severe encephalopathy, which was treated. He has had cardiac ablations done for atrial arrhythmias, and presently is taking flecainide 50 milligrams twice a day. Expert, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, patient does not smoke. But in the past, smoked a pack per day for 2 to 3 years period. Alcohol use in the past, also use of cocaine, inhalation. Next, family history, father died of kidney disease. Mother is alive in good health. Next, system review of the patient. Denies weight loss or fatigue. No double vision, no cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, flank pain, no hay fever. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. And no heartburn or abdominal pains, so nausea, vomiting. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. Yes, some joint pains and no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built young white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor cyanosis. Clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure 128/70. Pulse 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 180 pounds, saturation 96. HENDA non-cyclic, pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat clear. Next up, nolymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. And no venous distension. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished toward the periphery. No wheezes or crackles. Heart seems regular, as well as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic cough with reactive airways. Rule out tracheal stenosis. Number two is atrial fibrillation. Number three, history of MI. Number four is hypertension. And next, and number five is probable reactive airway disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT. Also get a CT of the neck and chest and upper airway. Advised to use Ventolin and inhaler 2+ QIDPRN. And advised to use Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Well, can you mention the CT of the chest and neck area? Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. Dragi Bogdanovsky, D-O, B-O-G-D-A-N. NOVSKI. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.